This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM.
Stupid camera.
Take you guys up until 2, final hour of the show. NFL season gets underway tonight. Let's get underway with some headlines here in this final hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. Checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, dude.
You
guys familiar with Patrick Mahomes?
Yep.
Got a funny voice.
Yep.
He's playing in Brazil.
Yep.
He was talking to the media alongside his teammate.
Wow, he got a haircut?
I guess so. Or he's got the hat thing going on.
He should probably let that hair.
Well, he's in Brazil, and
he looks good.
His famous teammate, Travis Kelce, he's engaged to Taylor Swift.
And they started asking him questions about that.
I'm sure they did. But this is what was happening, because Patrick Mahomes, if you feel like his teammates get tired of making fun of his voice, they have not. Got the thing, is the Channel 3 in there, Vlad? All right, I'll get this fixed. Damn it. It's my fault. Thought the video was on the right setting. Anyway, while we wait for that, I'll get to that a little bit later. Mike McDaniel, he gives us time. Mm. He said there's no energy like a week one game.
There's nothing that replicates, 17 opportunities for, 160 plays that end up in a black and white win or loss, like amongst 48, like that. It is a energy and it's why everyone, it's the dream. So, recognizing that's on our, fingertips is very exciting, but, hopefully each and every player and coach is solely worried about today. Because as you guys have heard me spew before, you can win games on Sunday on Wednesday.
No! No! No!
That's your man's in them. That's your man's in them. That's your head coach. That's your boy.
What would Socrates say to that?
Anybody want a game on Wednesday? Now, I get from coach perspective, you want the preparation to be, but...
Yeah, carpe diem.
I've had good weeks of preparation that ended up in loss.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had bad prep that ended up in a win. That being said, That was just straight foolishness.
That was crazy.
This is kind of how you talk when you're just excited for the season to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really know. Nobody knows what this team is going to really look like. You have an idea. I have an idea. We all have an idea based on the snippets we've seen and heard. But to be honest with you, until you line up and play, my curiosity, I'm curious about this. Each practice they've had against other teams,
mm-hmm.
they've struggled the first practice and bounced back the second practice. Is that going to be an indication of how the season goes? That they come out, they get thumped early, and then they fight to claw back, and then sometimes they come up short? Or did they remedy that by getting off to faster starts and realizing that this has to start quickly? That's like...
It's a genuine question.
Right.
It's a fair question. By the way, I know this is going to come as a surprise to a lot of people. Darren Waller.
Didn't practice today.
Not seen during the media viewing portion of Dolphins practice.
Oh, no, but he was. They said he didn't practice. Didn't you say he didn't practice?
He didn't practice yesterday.
Okay.
This is today. Now.
Like, what?
They could be saving him up for the non-media.
For what? Non-media. You ain't played football in a year and a half. What are you getting saved for?
Mm.
Name something you saved that long that wasn't an autograph.
Your virginity?
Dude. Let me see how I can put this. You have never saved yourself, right?
Some do. I mean, you know.
No, some do. Some do.
Some do.
But I'm saying this. Most of us, when somebody even hinted or suggested, the response was, I'm saving myself.
Tyler Lockett?
Yeah.
AC Did he do Green?
That? It happens.
Tyler Lockett's saving himself.
Huh. I said, nice. It happens.
Who was the sprinter? Wasn't that, she was Lolo?
Marion, Lolo Jones.
Lolo Jones.
Yeah, Lolo Jones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. AC Green. That's why he played so long.
Man. Well.
It happens. What, there's 7 billion people on Earth? You name three? I think I'm still batting. I got a good batting.
But
average.
It happens. That's all I needed.
Yeah, I said it happens.
I don't feel like we're treating Darren Waller like virginity.
He's saving himself.
It basically is like virginity, right?
Hasn't been touched.
It hasn't been touched. He ain't been touched in a year and a half. He rededicated himself, and who knows what first contact is going to do.
Man. That's... All right. Well, we'll take a break.
Thank goodness.
I have a joke, but I can't say
it. I'm taking
a lap after this.
I need to take a lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a Miami football report here. Brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges, MDCPS College. Technical colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today as the Dolphins are getting set for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll play a little goosies, no goosies to close things out. I do have the audio of Patrick Mahomes getting ripped or getting made fun of by Travis Kelce.
Really?
Yeah, and here's what we got.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map. it's an exciting time. You know, you get to hang out around the guys and the team, and you know, this is something that we'll all remember. So you're just kind of in the moment and excited to play some football tomorrow, but enjoying the process of, you know, experiencing new things with the guys.
I would imagine if one of my friends had a voice like that, it would never get old doing that voice.
Never.
It would never get old.
Never.
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 I just can't believe he's the greatest quarterback of the last decade. I mean, come on. He sounds like that. It's crazy.
I'm waiting for him to be on Yo Gabba Gabba.
How has he not done a cartoon? Like, is he? He's gonna be like, how many Super Bowls before he's like some Pixar animation? I'm your friendly frog.
You think they've contacted him already?
Guarantee. It's
somebody.
They got to keep throwing zeros on it, but he'll eventually.
Think Sesame Street still a thing that
probably
they're calling him.
No, there's going to be a time where they throw enough zeros that he's going to say yes to Pixar for the cartoon frog. It's going to happen.
You think a cartoon frog?
Yeah,
any animal.
Oh, he could do any animal
as long as it like.
Yeah. But remember,
you know,
like,
animals don't talk, right?
Remember when we watched?
So they can
once
really
he retires,
have any voice.
Yeah. That's his calling.
They can have any voice.
Remember when we watched Seal be the Seal during?
Yeah.
How many times do you think he's been offered that? Like probably year after year, and then they finally gave him a number. Mountain Dew's like 3 million, 4 million, five, and he's just like, all right, I guess I'll be a cartoon seal.
If there's ever a part three for Monsters Inc., there it is.
Schmeathen says Budweiser could do a perfect Super Bowl commercial with Mahomes and the frogs. Bring the frogs back.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
And he's laughing in the background, not helping his situation at all.
He can only talk how he can talk.
You don't care.
You don't care.
He can only talk how he can talk, right?
Like, well, he does have a voice that no matter where he talks in the world, everybody knows who it is.
And he's got an arm and a talent that no matter where he goes in the world, everybody knows
who
he is.
You know, like, could you imagine? You know, yesterday they had the Kawhi story come out, the Pablo Torre report, and they had he interviewed one of the employees and they did a voice modulation. Could you do voice modulation on Mahomes, or would it just sound like deep frog?
It would sound like normal.
Oh, man, I don't know who that is. It just sounds like a normal guy.
Got him.
Oh, really? So they interviewed somebody from the situation?
Yeah, ratted
them out?
Yeah, they interviewed one of the employees.
Probably got fired or something?
Well, they didn't get fired. They all the company went belly up, so they all were out of a job anyway.
So it was somebody that worked for the company, not for the...
Oh, for the Clippers? No. The Clippers are denying it.
Right. Of course. Pablo better stop. He's going to start finding out things about people, and then all of a sudden now... Yeah. You uncover a body.
Oh, I didn't realize the game's on Friday.
What game?
Yeah, tomorrow night, bro.
Yeah.
Peacock. Yeah, all you right. start uncovering bodies, and then there might be a certain team that don't like the body you uncover.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
You think they'll do more Friday night games?
They've been doing Friday night games since last season.
No.
Yeah.
They've only on like opening weekend. Thanksgiving. They did it opening week?
Yes.
I thought they just did two on
Eagles
Monday.
Packers was last year, Friday, last Friday. I mean, last season, they opened on a Friday. Remember, all the apps got games now. So, yes, Friday night games happens week one.
Okay.
That's when they go international. They're going back to Brazil.
All right. I got you. I didn't pay much attention.
I guess the question is,
we got gambling to do tomorrow.
Is there any NBA, like, there's nothing? Remember when they had Prokhorov? Like, you wouldn't go with mafioso Russian owner.
I'm just saying.
And what he would do.
He might be uncovering, because now he's saying he's going to take a look at the Knicks deal with Jalen Brunson.
So my question is, there couldn't be a situation like basketball or any other place, because football is not international. So when you say a foreign.
Well, I actually think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it feels like the Knicks one they did right, because here's what you could do, honestly. Let's say the Knicks were paying Jalen Brunson on the table. The easy way to just do it is just pay his dad. Nobody sees what the coach's salaries are.
Right.
So if you paid Rick Brunson $15 a year to be the assistant coach.
Wait.
No one's going to know. You
don't think that's going to.
I don't know, dude. Who's going to figure that out?
Or they won't be able to. Wait, but wait a minute.
Rick Brunson makes more than Eric Spoelstra.
Wait. So you can't do that.
Why not?
No, how is Brunson going to get the money?
What do you mean you can't?
I don't know. I guess Papa?
And then they're going to tax his dad?
Oh,
like, that's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to do it, that's the easier way to do it.
What killed this deal is the company going belly up.
Oh, that is what. No, that is what happened. The guy and the guy getting arrested. The guy who owned this company.
Oh, so Kawhi wasn't an owner of the company.
No, Kawhi was a paid endorser, but he didn't do anything.
Right.
It was to his LLC, which apparently.
But doesn't that have something to do with that company and not?
No, what happened was, here's the breakdown of it. Kawhi Leonard was getting an extra $7 million a year from this company.
From this company.
But he didn't do anything. And the suspicious thing about it was they were the lead sponsor from the Clippers. So the Clippers ended up giving them, I think it was like $50 million in investment. Mm-hmm. And all of this, you know, but the funnel to it was going right to Kawhi Leonard. But Kawhi Leonard didn't do anything. There were no endorsements. He didn't do any social media posts. He didn't do anything. And then he has all these clauses in his contract, like literally that says, here's the requirements, but all requirements can be shot down if they go against your beliefs. And so he literally didn't have to do anything. It was a fluffer.
But you'd have to prove with all of this
that he didn't do anything.
No. You don't have to prove that he didn't do anything. Somebody pays you to do something but never asks you to really do something. That's on them. You have to prove that it was the money that came from the Clippers that did all of this. And you also got to know that if you gave them $50 million and they're paying Kawhi $7 million, that dude is pocketing the other $22 million.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, whatever the agreement is, like it's not hard to put two and two together of, oh, Steve Ballmer was giving this money to this company and Kawhi Leonard got the highest endorsement deal and did no endorsements for the company.
We don't even know what the company is. So
it's a company that plants trees for carbon footprints, which they also they planted no trees.
Yeah.
You can't plant trees in California.
So, look, nothing's going to happen to Kawhi. The only people who are going to get in trouble, like, is league trouble with the Clippers. Kawhi's, nothing's going to happen to him.
I mean, but if they show that they donate the money and,
well, I think probably what their big out here is that they were dealing with a criminal, unless they were in on the crime, which is a bigger deal for Steve Ballmer. I mean,
yeah, it just seems silly.
You would think it would be silly.
With as much money as he worth for a couple of million.
You would think so.
Right.
You would think so. But I think this thing raised, like, I think it went to a valuation of like $2.3 billion, this company. Like, that's how high it was.
Bankrupt?
Yeah.
So the problem is not with Steve Ballmer, who only, if it was worth $2.3 billion, he donated.
He invested.
Invested $50 million. Then it's definitely on the owner of that company.
Well, one of the owners is in jail. He's already pled guilty to crimes.
Okay.
But the problem, hey, you guys were an investor in this company, and you have your player on the roster. You had your player as one of the paid endorsers. He didn't do anything.
You have to prove that that money went specifically to that.
Oh, they can prove that they paid him.
No, they can prove they paid Kawhi, but you have to prove that the Clipper money came from, was for that, in which you can't. I don't think you can prove that.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it kind of.
Those guys that have all that money don't have all that money because they do stuff dumb as this.
Kind of did, though, because you have, like, Kawhi's LLC on there. Like, you know, it's right there. Like, I think they probably thought, oh, this is never going to get found out because, like, what are the odds we're dealing with a Ponzi schemer?
Your guy is the crook, right?
You think you have it covered up because you think this stuff's never going to get brought to light.
$50 million. For a guy that's worth...
Yeah, it means nothing to him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But if you're trying to keep yourself under taxes in the NBA because you want to make more maneuvers, right. You give Kawhi a haircut. Oh, wait, we're going to make it good here? That's the problem.
All right.
When you're looking at it from a league standpoint.
Okay. But they have to prove that that money was paid to that company for that purpose.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to do.
I know it's hard to do, but it's also, you could agree that the circumstances look pretty fishy.
David, I can't prove nothing, but
yeah, that's what it is. And so when Vlad's saying like, oh, you got to be like, how many owners are also thinking of you know,
yeah,
Jalen Brunson at the Sphere is going to get, you know, whatever taxes are there, or Luka. Who knows what new Lakers Luka's doing.
Right, and then you don't want them to start looking back towards the end because they're going to be like, how did the big three really happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then Pablo wants to be investigative. Go ahead. But like I said.
Supposedly he already did it because Mark Cuban came to Ballmer's defense and did a three-hour interview already with Pablo. So
he said also the sponsorship would pay only if he played for the Clippers.
All right.
Crazy.
I that's just weird to me. We all know that it's just crazy back dealings. As long as they're not doing anything illegal.
No, well, the only problem that Steve Ballmer's really going to have, I don't think like we're going to get to a point where he has to sell the Clippers or anything like that. I mean, will he lose a draft pick? Maybe. I mean, that's probably what they're going to, you know.
Was going to be a draft pick in 1940 because he's giving them all away.
Right. Damn, we got to go back.
He's still paying up for Paul George.
Or 2040.
You know what your punishment is, Steve Ballmer? You watch Shea Gilgeous-Alexander win a championship. Can you trade him for Paul George?
Can you believe that? For Paul George.
Time out. In all fairness, nobody knew Shea was going to be that. So,
I know, but it's still funny. Like you made this blockbuster deal, and now you've watched in the time of the Oklahoma City Thunder tanking up the wazoo. Now you've watched them grow into an MVP juggernaut champion, and you're still sitting here doing a shell game with Kawhi Leonard tree companies. Take a break. We'll close things out with little goosies, no goosies next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for a little Goosies. No Goosies. To close things out here, we'll also blend this in with a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Brought to you by the Lexus DX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. What do we have today? Brr, brr, brr.
What was that?
What was my...
I didn't partake in those hateful names, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for the first time.
Whoa! Look, wow. Even when I'm... Look, you can't win.
Minus one for Sass.
I'm just saying.
For lashing out.
Wait, why are you sideballing me?
Are you done being sad?
Fine.
What do you got for Goosies?
Tua. Excited to face Xavien Howard.
I think that'll be cool. I got a lot of respect for my dog. He was really the last of the Mohicans, you know. When I got in, he was the OG when I got in here. And so I got a lot of respect for him. And, I think he was the longest Dolphin that I can remember since being here.
Got the Gooseys. He basically called him an old man and washed.
Okay.
That's the way I took it. Did you take it any other way?
I have the Gooseys for a different reason. Just because
Gooseys.
It's fun playing against guys that you were cool with, that either went to college with, you grew up with, or whatever, and it makes it fun. It makes it fun being able to, you know, tell stories, you know, in the future of, hey, remember that time I got you on that, you know.
Did you ever get to face somebody that you came into the league with,
mm-hmm.
but then they got a little too long in the tooth on the next matchup?
Yeah, there were some guys that went to other clubs. Like, I played with a linebacker, Mike Johnson, who was really good, and then he went to Detroit. Played with some other guys that, you know, play in other spots that they were on the team when I got to Cleveland. So, yeah, I did.
Jennifer, do you have the Gooseys for Tua VX?
Sure, I have the Gooseys.
It sounds it doesn't sound like the Gooseys. It kind of sounds like, yeah.
It is what it is.
That doesn't sound like the Gooseys at all.
Mm. There's no middle Gooseys, though.
As the kids say,
that would be no Gooseys.
As the kids say, you're pretty mid on this.
Yeah. I am pretty mid
that's
on this.
Not, that,
yes.
would be
that's
no not go- that would be no Gooseys.
So mid is no Gooseys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then no Gooseys.
All right.
Wow, we had to talk you into your Gooseys. That's crazy.
She's still upset about Lady Gaga. No showing her.
No, I'm upset with other things now.
Vlad? Gooseys? No Gooseys?
Yeah, that means he's going to be throwing it deep to Tyreek. And if you got Tyreek in your fantasy league, yeah, you should have Gooseys.
Should have the Gooseys. You should.
Gooseys galore.
Gooseys on top of Gooseys on top of Gooseys on top.
By the way, I think you should jump on the Fins +1.5 because things kind of move around close to
So Indy's favored.
Yes.
In this game.
Yes. Slightly. Yeah, at home.
Slightly.
So why are you calling it, like, I don't understand.
Why am I calling it don't lose?
Yeah.
Because don't lose to the Colts, dude. That's why.
Even though the Colts are favored.
Favored schmavered.
Then why do we make a big deal about it?
Why did I make a big deal out of what?
The points. In any
he just
game.
Brought up a fact. I don't okay. care. I don't care what Vegas right. says.
I got you.
You okay. think? Oh, guys, we Vegas. Had a great game out there. Don't worry about losing because we were 1.5-point underdogs anyway.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like you
always gonna
the way you're commenting. Too. The way you're commenting is like the Dolphins were like a touchdown favorite, and I'm like they're underdogs or close to even.
How are you going to feel if they lose?
Week one?
Oh, my God. Just don't show up on Monday.
Oh, so he says it's going to be a week one. Just
don't
That's what he says.
Yeah, don't show up on Monday.
No. He didn't say week one. He said he's going to be a week one.
When is the W-E-A-K. Okay, so when's the appropriate week when you can have? How long do your football opinions need to cook? 4 weeks?
The Jets game.
Football opinion souffle?
2 weeks, because if you get into the 0-2, 0-3, 1-3, 1-4. If you get into those situations, history has shown that your chances of making a playoffs.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If you come here on Monday, win or loss, with a, it's a week one, I'm going to be very upset with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
But you shouldn't. Have, you got to have
if
some,
they come in and
have
win
some football takes.
Wait.
Have some football
if
takes.
I'm coming, there is a football take. If they come in and win by 50, I'm going to say, good start, week one.
Great.
Why? What are you gonna claim Super Bowl champs?
I don't know what I'll claim. We'll see how the game goes.
I mean, but it's week one. Like, if they win by 50, like, you're gonna be excited, but it's week one. You've literally
been doing this since August, though. You've literally been doing this since August.
Tapping out in the
like you've literally been doing this since August. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's OTAs. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's preseason. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's training camp. Oh, because, it's week one. Here. And you want to know what's – I got to tell you something right now, dude.
What?
I know exactly what you're going to do after week two if they started at 1-2.
What am I going to do?
It's just 2 weeks.
No, I'm not.
It's just 2 weeks.
No, I'm not. Because then you got to look at the worried? Product. How are they losing these
Why
games?
Why are you worried?
You think it matters how you lose a game?
What does it matter? What does it matter? It's two All weeks. Right. It's
okay.
15 games left.
Okay.
The Cardinals' history, man.
You're going to call them Super Bowl champs after 2 weeks if they start 2-0 and dominate?
I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, we know what you're going to say.
I don't know what I'm going to say, but you know what?
Heat 5.
I'll tell you something right now.
Heat 5.
You know what I'm
going to
say right now? I'll tell you what I'll say right now.
Right? Because here's what you do. You get so excited over 1 or 2 weeks, right? And as the season goes on.
Better than you who's excited about nothing. No opinions other than you hate Aaron Rodgers. That's it. That's the only opinion you have. And then you deny it.
I have an opinion.
Guys.
Yes.
You guys are not giving me goosies with this argument.
I mean, it's just because, you know, this is not the mood you should have coming into football. It's not.
I'm not excited about football.
Yeah, don't sound it.
I'm not excited.
You're basically saying this is preseason. You just call this preseason game number 4, basically.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Pretty much.
You don't give me the goosies with your attitude. Because your attitude, that's that fake enthusiasm.
Trust me. Let me tell you something, dude. You need to get some football blue chew because you just made this goosie so flaccid. Like, that's been you on football.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why this is a great
goosies.
Show.
I'm offended by that.
We started.
I don't want to give anybody's goosies flaccidness.
We started talking about Darren Waller not being hit and his virginity. Now we come to flaccidness. I love it.
This has gone downhill real quick.
This has come full circle.
Just like, let's go, dude. It's football.
Very quick.
Bukkake.
Ridiculous, dude. All right, what's number 2, Jennifer?
Let's hope no one goes flaccid here. Lamar Jackson on facing the Bills.
All right, here's what he had to say going into Sunday Night Football.
Lamar, how many times have you gone back and watched the Buffalo game at all?
I can't count. Just watching film a lot, but just me going back to see like a loss, I don't know.
When you look at the film, what do you see?
I see we could have did better. That's it.
Wow.
I'm like, what do you do? When you go back and look at a loss, you're only looking at it to see what could I have done different to win the game.
No, you look at one play. Mark Andrews not catching that 2-point conversion.
Oh, my God. That ball kicked his ass. But you know what it was? It was like he was expecting a bullet, and it came a pot, and he reached before the ball was there. It looked awkward. Man, come on.
I got the goosies.
Of what? For what?
Sounds like he's got the eye of the tiger, dude. He's focused.
Yeah, because they haven't played any games yet. Focused. Everybody got the eye of the tiger.
Focused. You got the goosies?
Goosies.
Huh?
You got the goosies?
Oh.
Obviously not.
You know
it's a week
why?
One game. It doesn't matter.
Here
right?
we go. Goosies. Here.
Doesn't matter.
Let me tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because there's certain humps that Lamar needs to get over as a player, right? He's done it in a regular season. He's beat all these teams. They look like the best team in NFL. Then the playoffs come, and they have all these little boneheaded plays or mistakes where they can't get over the hump. So they could go on a run where they go 10-0, and everybody's going to say, you're not graded on this, Lamar. You're graded on the playoffs. That's one thing you can say about the Baltimore Ravens as of right now. Am I accurate with that? Or if they beat Buffalo by 30 – everybody's going to be like, oh, they're the team. We've been saying that for the last 2 years.
But if they lose this game to Buffalo, they're going to be like, it's in their head.
No. No, because the playoffs is totally
different.
This whole season.
You shouldn't even watch tonight.
Hold on. This whole season with Baltimore, all everybody's going to talk about is Lamar in the playoffs.
Rightfully so.
Okay. So win or lose during the regular season against one of these teams, if they win, they're going to say it ain't the playoffs, right?
What if they lose?
They'll be in it again. He'll have another chance to play him in the playoffs.
Jennifer, Goosies? No Goosies?
I have Goosies.
Goosies.
Buffalo and the Ravens will play twice this year.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, and the only time anybody cares about is Lamar against Josh Allen in the playoffs.
So you're not going to watch Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I am. I didn't say it don't count.
Kind of feels like that's what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's hard to classify any team as anything after week one.
Wrong.
You can pick the Super Bowl champ after week one?
I'll have a better idea.
No, you won't.
Yeah, we will.
No, you won't.
Come on, dude.
Did you know the Eagles were going to win after week one last year?
I had a better feeling about it.
No, you didn't.
Sure, I did.
Nobody thought the Eagles were going to win a Super Bowl
after
week
one. After beating the Packers? Yeah.
No, what did they start? They started off like they went to fire their damn coach.
Bro, they beat the Packers.
What are you talking about? Like they were sitting there doing the capoeira.
Yeah, they were in Brazil. They beat the Packers in week one.
Yep. Vlad, Goosies? No Goosies for Lamar?
Of course. I always got Goosies.
Goosies.
Lamar, 2-time MVP. Should have been 3.
Yep.
Pretty much.
That's all the time we have for Goosies. You ruined it.
I ruined it.
You guys were fighting. You ruined it. It was more.
Just
it was more.
Why can't you be more excited for football?
Why am I?
Because it's like.
Well, should I be excited like you?
Yeah.
Just come up with these outrageous.
You know what's forming outside?
Hmm?
Rain clouds.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Wow.
You are.
I'll tell you something now. You better not ever say nothing about, you give me a hard time.
You are. You know what you are? You're football emo. That's what you are.
What?
You're football emo.
You're a Grinch today.
Yeah.
I'm not a Grinch.
You're a football Grinch.
Why does everybody think I'm a Grinch?
Because you're a football Grinch.
Okay.
You're
just
a Grinch,
because
Aaron.
I try to keep you guys grounded.
No, you know
on going
what?
Into week one.
No, we don't want to be grounded.
Okay.
Nobody wants.
I want to
be high
excited.
As a kite, Yogi.
Yeah. Years, so I don't
want to
be grounded.
I want to have fun.
Okay.
And you're like, it doesn't matter.
You can have fun.
You're like, don't be mad if they lose to the Colts.
I didn't
Watch
say
me.
Don't be mad.
Yeah, you said they're not. You said they're underdogs. You can't be mad.
Gridiron Grinch.
I say just put it in perspective.
Good job.
I have perspective.
When your team's an underdog, right? And you go into a game legitimately pissed off that if they don't get a win.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to be an underdog to Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, so go out and stomp him.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay.
And if they don't, repercussions.
Would you say that if you bet the Dolphins, you would get plus money?
I can look.
Yeah, look.
Before we go, fire up my Hard Rock app.
Who we betting on tonight?
He's betting the
Dallas.
Cowboys.
Plus the points.
Yeah.
I like the over in the game.
Even money right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means basically it's a
pick'em. Right. Exactly.
It's not a pick'em to me.
Can't lose.
Don't lose.
Can't lose a pick'em.
Oh, my goodness. Me and you are going to get into the biggest fight over these sayings every week.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.